and do them like the old folks done in those days, you know. I don't know what they use in these factories now on hogs, you know, if they get a boar in there. They just go in and kick and punch your boar, I think. I don't think they castrate that thing. They just go in, you can't just slaughter them in, you know. They just go in on and put them. I don't know what else they would use in the meat to kill that sin or something. But you can take a boar, you can take a hog out there that's castrated, and take one that's not castrated and put them both together. And it's just different than a fella, a funky guys we just got to talk. That's right. Because those hogs, when we hunt them things at night, we could tell exactly when they was coming out the swamp. We couldn't smell it. If the wind was coming in, you could smell it. We would sit down until they come out the swamp, and first God smell it, he said, I smell the hogs coming. And the hogs was coming too.
Smell pretty bad?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Rancy, you know. We call it rancy.
Did you have a name for a hog that was kind of medium sized? He wasn't quite fully grown, but he was bigger than a baby one?
You call him a... Gilt. No, that was Gilt. Yeah, that was Gilt. No, that was... Gilt was a...
Was that
Femi? Gilt was a Femi. That's right, Gilt was a Femi. I think you still use that name now, don't you?
I believe so. Did people back then use the word choke?
Choke.
Yeah.
That was a medium size.
Right.
That was a medium size, choke.
How what size would a choke be?
Well, a choke would be from around 80 to 100 pounds in the end. Around 100 pounds. Balanced out. Around 100 pounds. That was a choke. That's right.
Did most of the people who lived on farms around here keep a dog?
Most of them did. Most had a dog. Practically every house you went to had a dog.
What kind of
Well, a lot of times it would be a mixed dog, or you take a... Now, we kept a pretty good breed of dogs. We are mostly kept an Airedale or Bulldog. We had an Airedale, full Airedale, you know. Then we had a full Bulldog. Then we had mixed Airedale and Bull. We had two dogs, Airedale and Bull. Then we had a hound, and then we had a couple of bird dogs. But most of the people around here had just a mixed breed of dogs, you know, because the dogs would run out just like cows and stuff would run, you know, and they're all mixed up. Fiasses, we had a lot of fiasses around, they called them. That's a little dog, you know.
You see any little dog?
Yeah. He's a kind of a fias. We call him fias. Little fella.
Run up under your feet, get in your way.
Yeah.
Yap at
you. Yeah. Yeah. They're brave little devils, too.
Were they good brain, huh? Watchdog?
Watchdog. Good watchdog. That's about all it was, because it's too little, you know, for anything, you know. They call him fias. Is the name of them, any name of fias now?
That's all I've ever heard.
Fires.
A lot of people, I can't figure out, it's hard for me to tell whether a fife is a particular breed of dog, or whether it's a name for just for any kind of little dog.
We gave them that for any small dog.
Any small dog, yeah.
When we was coming up, I don't know what, we didn't, went by the